I'd like to offer a few words. And that is that I want to paraphrase teaching by the Zen master Dogen, ancient Japanese Zen teacher. And he said that to assert the self, to advance the self onto all things is delusion. But allowing all things to allow all things to arrive confirms the self or reveals the self. And I understand this to mean that when we have some idea of self that we're going to hold on to and then push ourselves onto reality, what we want and do and assert ourselves, there's very little room for us to be touched by reality, to be informed by reality. But when we allow things to arise and to arrive and to appear here for us, then we can be touched deeply. We can be affected by the world around us in a very important way that feels like it's a confirmation of ourselves or of life this moment, this way. And when we allow things to appear rather than assert ourselves, there's much more possibility to be touched. And this goes a little bit maybe against the grain of a common idea that the common ideal that we're supposed to be ourselves. Be yourself is often an instruction. Be your authentic self. But it's not really possible to be yourself as an independent entity. It's not any different than someone told you, someone could tell you, instead of being yourself, they said, just speak your own language that no one else knows. Maybe you think this, you know, then why should you speak the language everyone else speaks? I mean, what a burden, what a, you know, you have to accommodate all these people who speak this particular language, and it's kind of an imposition. It's kind of like a, and so you're going to make up your own language that no one else knows. You know, you could do that, but then you can't communicate with people. You can't make that almost sacred connection between people. So much of what happens to be between people, some of the deepest things, sometimes the medium for that is the words between them. People say thank you. They say I love you. They say I'm sorry, forgive me. I care. And all these things require a common language. So in the same way, if you want to just be yourself, you can't really be anything of any use. It's not really yourself. Because I think who we are is co-created, is formed and informed by everything around us. It's in the relationships we have with the world and the relationship the world has with us that we discover who we are. And every day it's a new discovery. Every hour it's a new discovery. Every minute. And to live in such a way that we allow ourselves not only to be mindful, but to be mindful so that we can be touched, be informed, be connected by the world around us without asserting the self, leads us to a place where we're more ourselves than if we asserted ourselves. More at home, more fulfilled, more satisfied, more at peace than if we hold on to me, myself, and mine. And if we allow ourselves to be touched, if we allow ourselves to be present in such a way that we take the time to register other people, to really see and feel and get to know the living beings of this planet, then we discover all the different flavors of caring, all the different flavors of love. Care, goodwill, and friendship, kindness, generosity, compassion, appreciation and gratitude. And a deep sense of at ease, at peace, with a love that really feels like loving is one of the best things going. So we have a practice in Buddhism of metta, goodwill, of kindness, friendliness. And you've been sitting now for all these days, practicing. And tomorrow we leave the retreat center and one way or the other, we'll be taking in the presence, the reality of other people and other lives. And perhaps you can take a few minutes here to be receptive, to open your attention to the world you're going to be returned to, the people whom you'll have some contact with, whether it's through the news learning something, or emails, or neighbors, or something, people you encounter. And can you somehow take a few moments to take them in until you feel something your way, your flavor of care, goodwill, friendliness, compassion? Can you allow them to come and touch you, their presence, their lives? And can your heart soften a bit? Can your heart care for them? Be more tender. So where I'm sitting right now, I don't have a bell to end the sitting. So maybe, just maybe, if you'd like, maybe the bell to end the sitting can be your goodwill for others. And to sit here for a while until you've touched something inside of you that's receptive and open, can be touched, maybe allow yourself to be touched in the depth of your being by this world of humans and other life forms. See if there lives in you a response that is in the family, one of the flavors of care and love. And when you hear that bell ring clearly enough, then your sitting is over. And from now until your sitting is over, I express my great gratitude to each of you and appreciation. Thank you.